Hello.
Hello, hey there, Robert. How are you? This is
I'm
Joe.
fine. Who am I talking to?
This is Joe.
Oh, Joe.
How are you doing today?
So far, so good.
I just received your email for the last chapter as well. I'm sending it over to my development team so they can just go ahead and upload it over to the website. Did you saw your website?
I haven't yet, no.
Oh, would you like to see it?
Absolutely. But
Absolutely. Well,
do I need a
let me just.
password, I imagine.
No. I'm sending you the new
No?
one that we're creating for you.
Okay.
Just give me a minute so I can send it over so you can view it yourself, okay? How good it looks and how. Just give me a minute. Just give me a quick second, okay?
Sure.
And I do have a technical lead over here with me. All right. Let me bring him over the phone so he can go ahead and guide you throughout with that as well, okay? While I stay over the phone for you.
All right.
All right. Just give me a quick second. Sending you the give me a minute, the link on your email, okay?
The link on my email?
Yes, the link to view your website over the email.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I'm saying that I am sending you the link so you
Oh,
can view
you
the
have.
website.
Okay. Yeah, it didn't sound like anything I had done.
No. I'm sending you the link, okay?
Okay, fine.
So how are you doing today, and how's your wife?
Well, we're doing all right. We've got some errands to run in a few minutes.
Just give me a few minutes and it will be sent over to
Yep,
you,
yep.
okay?
Okay.
Let me know if you got the email.
Oh, well, just a sec. I'm not at my computer. I'll have to run.
Okay. Okay, yeah, there it is. Okay, just open it so I can review it with you, okay?
Says page not found.
Page not found.
That's
Are
what it
you
says.
opening the link?
clicked on the link, yeah.
What does it say?
It says demo orbit design agency
.com/ Robert Allenside V3.
V3V.
Yes, sir. Are you opening it on Google Chrome?
I am.
And what does it say? Does not exist?
It says page not found.
Okay, can you go ahead and open it again in a new tab? Is it open?
I just opened it.
Mm-hmm. So your logo will be there. If you have it right in front of you, let me know so I can explain you, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Page not found.
Still says page not found?
Well, yes. No, I... I clicked on
the link
on home,
mm-hmm.
and I got images. I clicked on about book and I got images. I clicked on my blog and they're there. So apparently I found it.
Mm-hmm. So let me explain you about it, okay? Are you
all
okay
right.
with that? All right, okay.
Yeah,
well,
fine.
Your logo will be there. That is being designed at the moment, all right, as we were not able to find any kind of logo on your previous website, okay?
Okay. I probably don't know what constitutes a logo because I thought I had one.
Well, we were not able to find any kind of logos over there. That is the reason it doesn't have a logo right now. All right. Well, the book that you wanted us to go ahead and showcase on the website, the first family, is right there, if you can see it.
I see it.
Uh-huh. And then if you scroll down below, then there is Meet Jack, learn about his background, about his personal.
Yes.
All right. You've arrived at the Chronicles of Jack Scott. And stuff like that. And then we have the Jack Scott Myers, the banner. All right. And then we have...
What do you mean the banner? Oh, there. Okay, I see.
Yes. Keep up to date with Jack's careers, pending book releases, and personal notes. All right. And then we have the latest blog posts, which two books are there, Life Imitates Art and First Family. All right. So the book that you have shared with me over the email with all the chapters that we are just going to go ahead and upload it over there about the book. So people are easily able to download the whole book for free.
Yeah.
But do you want us to go ahead and put any kind of amount on that, like a $1 or a $2? So you can make money from the website as well.
No, I don't think so. I think I want to introduce my character.
Okay. Well, that's not a problem.
It talks about his past.
Mm-hmm. Is it about your past?
No.
Okay, all right. So what do you think about the website? What do you think about the website?
Well, I like it.
You like it?
I do. You know, the images are big and easy to see, and then you put these things and learn more.
Mm-hmm.
So
Just view it yourself and let me know what you think, okay? I'm here on the call.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Contact Us page.
Mm-hmm.
My blogs. Yeah. I like... I like the way it looks.
You're satisfied with it? Do you think any more changes are required over here?
Well, one is the About Us.
Mm-hmm.
About
the author?
I am the author of Framed. That title was changed.
Where do you exactly says?
Under About Us, it says, I am the author of Framed.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want it removed?
Well, I'm trying. What I'm calling the book at this point is Fate's Revenge.
Oh.
So if that can just be changed.
Sure. That can be changed. That is not a problem. We can change it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you wanted to change I am the author of Framed?
Yes.
And what do you want to change it to?
I am the author of Fate's Revenge.
Fate, let me just note it down for you, okay?
Sure.
Just go ahead and open my notepad. I am the author of Fate.
Fate, F-A-T-E apostrophe S.
Mm-hmm.
Revenge.
Can you spell that out for me? It's R-E-V.
R-E-V-E-N-G-E.
Fate's Revenge. Okay. All right.
Now, is there...
Mm-hmm.
Contact Us. Okay. So, I'm looking now at the page with Contact Us.
Mm-hmm.
So, if someone... fills that out and submits it, where
it will land on the email where it says info@docsjackscottmysteries.
Okay.
Yes. Do you have that email with you?
Well, it's in my email, yeah.
Is that email active with you? info@jackscottmysteries?
No, I don't believe it's active.
You will be needing it to get active, because that is the email address that you'll be receiving email from people.
Right. So, so I just need to open up another mail account.
No, it will be opened up from your, give me a minute. It will be opened up from your domain name.
I don't understand how that works.
Well, the domain name that you have, jackscottmysteries.com.
Yes.
Yes. All right. That email will need to be created from that, so it looks professional. All right, because all of the professional authors that we are working with, they all have an email created from their domain name.
Okay. Okay. I can do that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, and do you have the credentials for your host, for your domain name?
I don't.
You don't have
I looked into it. You want to know the username
and the password for your domain
and
name.
And the password. Okay.
Oh, do you have it?
For the domain.
Yes, sir.
Let
you
me look it up and get it back to you. I don't
yeah,
have
you
time
might have,
right now.
Yeah, you might have created the domain name and bought it from someone who provides the domain name, correct?
No, I made it up on my own and just typed
on WordPress?
It into WordPress.
Yes, but you might have paid any kind of fee to that, correct?
No.
No? It was for free?
It was.
Okay. Right.
If I want to take the website up another step, then I'd have to start paying.
Oh, it was just running on a free trial base, correct?
Well, not a trial base. I've had
it
for
free.
3 years or so, yeah.
Okay, just give me a minute. I have WordPress. Pricing. Just give me a minute. Can you stay on the phone for me?
All right.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. Just give me a quick second. So on WordPress, you might have signed up on that for WordPress Free or WordPress Pro, right?
Yes.
All right. So you might have, which one did you sign up with, like WordPress
Free?
Free,
I believe.
Free?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. There might be ads coming up as well. Ads and there was no, as I can see that they provide no custom domain name, no premium themes, no WordPress plugin, no any kind of premium support. Sell products, you cannot even sell it. And storage was of 1 GB only, but and there was no remove ads as well. It was just a free, you can say, it was a template. All right, and it was provided for you for free of cost. But the domain name that you have, it's theirs. All right, it's on their name. Jack Scott. Yes, it's on their name.
I understand, yes.
Yes, because why? Because when you have a domain name, you have to pay a fee for it. All right, and if you're not paying the fee, it's coming up for free, then it is not your thing. You cannot own it because WordPress.com owns it and they can take it down whenever they feel like. So that's what it is. That's what I was trying to convey over. And
okay.
Well, yes. So it is not yours. So we are not, we cannot go ahead and, you know, host it anywhere because it is not your, you didn't buy
ours to host.
Yes. We cannot go ahead and just host it anywhere. All right, because WordPress won't let us. We did create the website on WordPress platform, but this WordPress.com is something else. We work on Elementor WordPress.
Yes, I've just learned the distinction there. I wasn't aware of it before.
That is not a problem, but we do have to get the domain name now so we can host it, all right, and it cannot be Jack Scott Mysteries now because it is a domain name with WordPress.com. And if we go ahead and get it, all right, just give me a minute so I can tell you what it is. If you have a computer right in front of you, can you go ahead and type in GoDaddy.com?
Oh, yeah, I was there the other day.
Okay. And if you search your domain name over there, such as, just give me a minute, Jack Scott Mysteries, all right, you type in jackscottmystery.com for find your domain names, you'll see that WordPress has already taken that domain name. All right. And if we do have to get that domain name, sir, then we have to pay an amount of $69.99 to a broker. And we don't even know if he will be able to get it or no, because that domain name is taken. And I'm pretty sure that WordPress.com would not give it for $69. But we do have a domain name for jackscottmysteries.net available, if you want that.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could just... I was thinking .net and .org something.
Like that. Would you like to go with .com or .net or .org?
.org or .net, whatever you think is appropriate.
And jackscottmystery.com is available as well.
No, let's just go with .org.
jackscottmysteries.org.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. All right.
Now what does it cost to...
Well, yeah, I was coming over to that. Well, and did you give a thought about the hosting plan? Because in our company, we do provide the domain name for free of cost with the hosting plan. Did you give a thought about it?
I haven't, no. This is all kind of new to me.
Yeah, because we do provide a domain name with free of cost, all right, with the hosting plan. All right, like in the hosting plan, we provide you with all of the premium stuff, all right, like premiums, your own dedicated hosting server, because you will be providing books, right? And books will take a lot of space because that's not just a one-page or two-page book. All right, it will be a 99-page book or even 120-page book or anything like that, correct?
Yes.
And all of them combined will be like what, 500 to 600 pages of books on there?
Probably.
Uh-huh. So there are two types of hosting servers, okay? One is a shared one, and the other one is a dedicated one. A shared one has cons, all right? It doesn't have any kind of pros. Shared one can be with thousands of websites, all right? On the other hand, dedicated one is a hosting server that works only for you, for your website only. That's what we provide to our clients, to ensure that their website is not being affected by someone else's website. Because on shared website, shared hosting, you can get it for like what, $12 or $13 or $24 even per month, all right? But we provide it on a premium service and we cost you on an yearly basis, not on a monthly one.
Okay.
That's what a host is. All right, just to ensure that this website is running for a long period of time for you, all right, that is the reason I will suggest you to go with a dedicated hosting and not for a shared one. Because on the shared one, you might be sharing that hosting with thousands of websites. And even if one website gets contagious, all right, whole of the server goes down because of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to get in contact with that service provider again, and then he'll give you a 4 days or 5 days of working time, like, hey, I need 5 days of time so I can get the website up again. And it means that you will be losing your revenue and your people who are coming on the website to download the web, to download the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want that, do you? After going through all website development phase and everything like that, would you be... And even some of them will let you know, like, hey, we cannot go ahead and get the website up and running again. Is there any chance that you have any kind of file that we can upload again? Then it's going to be a cost for you. All right, you have to go through the website development process again to get it again, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is what it is, all right? I did told you about the quote for the hosting server that we provide, and I'll provide you the domain name for free in that with all of the security included. For 2 years of time, not one, for 2 years of time with a dedicated hosting server. That's what it is all about, sir. Other than that, I do not have any kind of issues. All the website is all good. You saw it. You're satisfied with the work. The domain name is with the WordPress.com, and we cannot take it. So that is the reason we have to go this way. to get it up and live over the internet. And the website will be up and ready by Monday or by Tuesday max, because the host server needs to be configured, it needs to be set up, and we can just go ahead and do that for you. What do you think?
How much is it with?
Well, I gave you a code for, like, I guess, 500, but I can go ahead and do it for 400 for 2 years of hosting for you with a dedicated server. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And the information for the domain name will be created as well for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And would you like to use the same card that we have in file for you?
Yes.
All right. Just give me a quick minute. All right, so we do have two cards, all right, that is, one is ending with 7258, and the first one is ending with 5538. So which one would you like me to use for it?
Five, 5538 is the card.
So you want me to use 5538?
Yes.
All right, and do you authorize Orbit Design Agency to go ahead and charge that amount for $400?
$400?
Yes. Just give me a minute.
Okay, I do.
Let me just go ahead and calculate the amount for you with the tax, and I'll let you know about it. Just give me a quick minute. I have sent it over to the billing team for you, okay?
Okay, see, I'm going to have to leave pretty soon. I have
to reproduce the content?
Excuse me?
You said you wanted to reproduce what? I'm sorry?
I didn't understand. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, just give me a minute. Well, I just got the update from the billing that it will be costing you like $432 with the tax for 2 years of hosting server, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good? All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go ahead and proceed with the charge, and I'll give you the verification over the phone.
Listen, I've got to hang up. I'm going to be late for my appointment as it is.
Okay. All right. That's not a problem. An email will be sent out to you, okay?
Fine. That's better. I really have to go.
All right. So, well, no worries about it. All right. Well, do take care of yourself.
Okay.
All right. Well, take care.
Thank you.
Right. You're welcome, sir.
Have a good one. Thanks.